Have you ever wondered how brands can harness the power of virtual influencers, or why the New York Times has gotten into game development? Then join me, Jamin Warren, on my new podcast, 256, where I discuss topics like this with experts at the intersection of gaming, culture, and marketing. The 256 podcast is named after my agency, which prepares brands for the future of play and interactivity. Don't know much about games? This podcast is still for you, because games and interactivity are more important than ever in pop culture as well as in business. Our quick, insightful conversations with guests will show you why. This is Alexis Ohanian, co-founder of Reddit and entrepreneur.
Whether I was playing music at a digital wedding or whether I was collaborating with teammates all over the country, I took very seriously what could happen when a bunch of people who are just a part of an online forum or online community can collaborate.
Juan Vaca, the first narrative designer at Netflix.
There's this very internal quote that we use where we're building the plane as we're landing it. Or flying it. I don't know. I even got
You're
it wrong.
Just building a plane.
We're just building a plane in the air, right? It kind of has that like pioneer spirit, right? Where it's like, in order to do things that have never been done before, we have to take risks and we have to try things that might not feel as safe, but it's mitigating that risk and finding the reason and inspiration behind it to really, you know, feel like we're having the confidence in the things that we're about to do.
Rachel Feinberg, co-founder and CEO of esports apparel company Ateo.
So I think our world is becoming more and more, you know, people who are spending times in front of a screen. And I think our clothing needs to reflect that. And as crazy as that sounds, how do you build a pair of pants to sit in? Pants for the beginning of time have been designed to stand up in. So what does clothing really look like designed to sit down in? So those are really exciting kind of challenges for us.
Sam Von Aaron, game designer at the New York Times.
What games at the New York Times is really good for is bringing more play into people's life in a way that can be sort of ritualized and comforting in a weird way. And I think that's what's really nice about it too, in comparison to other game platforms and other game industries, is that we're bringing play into the lives of people who kind of don't value play as much. And it's a little bit more respectful, a little bit more elegant.
Luke Crane, head of games at Kickstarter.
My view and the consensus view is that, like, we definitely have hit a new kind of cultural level of sophistication in tabletop games that's probably not going to go away regardless of whatever happens next. The tabletop games industry has been growing double digits over the past 5 years, I think, and Kickstarter Tabletop has been growing at the same rate.
Peter Rojas, co-founder of Gizmodo and Engadget, and currently an investor in synthetic reality.
Authenticity itself has become sort of this free-floating signifier, which is no longer associated with any actual sense of authenticity. And so, you know, the idea that a virtual influencer can be authentic totally makes sense to people today. It's really about almost sort of like the fluency that they have in being able to talk and present around the areas or topics that are relevant.
Hear the rest on the 256 podcast with me, Jamin Warren. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, or visit 256podcast.co for updates. And if you're curious about where the name 256 comes from, you'll just have to listen and find out. See you soon.